Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Police saying they have two people in custody in connection with the brutal beating that left a New York City cabbie dead in the Rockaways. Let's get details from our Carol DiOria.
The suspect surrendered to the police last night at the 101 precinct in Far Rockaway. They were interviewed for several hours, and the police say the charges against them are pending. The police had already identified one of the suspects as 20-year-old Austin Amos. The police have said he was one of the five people seen in that gruesome video. The family of cab driver Kutin Yima will speak this morning. It was back on Saturday morning that he drove five young people to the Far Rockaways, specifically Beach 54th Street and Auvergne Boulevard. The police say they refused to pay the fare and fled. The cabbie chased one of them and caught him, but the others returned and allegedly beat him up, one punching him and kicking him so hard that he hit his head on the pavement and died. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
One of the city's more desirable neighborhoods these days is desirable, too much so, to criminals. The story from our Sam Liebman in the Village.
As of August 7th, major crime up in the 6th precinct, 81% over last year, fueled by burglaries up nearly 125%, and grand larceny up 107%. Cabo has worked his coffee cart on 6th Avenue and 3rd Street for 15 years and says he doesn't feel safe.
A lot of drugs, a lot of fight every day. No control, a lot of homeless people.
Jerry Ottomanelli of Ottomanelli and Sons Meats agrees.
The homeless seems to be the biggest problem. A lot of petty crimes, running in, grabbing the tip jar and things like that.
He says he sees more police, but it doesn't seem to help. As for other crime, there have been no shootings here, but two murders where the precinct saw none last year. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Greenwich Village.
Police in the Bronx are searching for a detainee who escaped from the 44th Precinct Station House. Happened at about 8 last night in the concourse section. The 39-year-old was uncuffed at the time and apparently just walked out the front door of the station and kept on going. She'd been arrested in connection with a domestic violence incident. The pressure on city services is mounting. Yesterday, four busloads of migrants who had crossed the border into Texas arrived here in the city. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending migrants to New York and to D.C. to ease pressure on his border state. That has shifted the burden to New York, and Mayor Adams has asked for federal help. In an interview on ABC's Nightline, Adams accused Abbott of using the migrants as political pawns.
Our team reached out to him when we first discovered what he was doing, and we asked, let's coordinate, because crisis calls for coordination.
Abbott hit back, pointing out that Adams has repeatedly said the city would welcome everybody with open arms.
He's also being a hypocrite because New York City is a self-declared sanctuary city.
Well, New York City officials have been struggling to find proper shelter for all the migrants who are arriving. A grand jury has indicted the man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie as he took the stage to give a talk in Western New York last week. 24-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey, is set to appear in court in Chautauqua County this afternoon to face the charges. We don't know the specific details of those charges. 75-year-old Rushdie is hospitalized with severe wounds, apparently a damaged liver, severe nerve injuries in an arm. He also could lose an eye.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.